Page 15 offers kind of year-long programming for kids to get involved in creative writing programs, different projects and educational programs. So we do offer after-school tutoring Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6 year-round for free. Mm-hmm. But the majority of our other programs are all based around writing, and whether it's poetry or whether it's fiction or nonfiction or, you know, summer writing camps, poetry camps, things like that to get the kids involved with. And really the point is just to get kids excited about their own creativity and finding their own voice and also falling in love with reading and writing.
Well, let me ask you two now, Zach and Rose, how did you find out about the program? Were you was it suggested to you? Did you sort of stumble across it? How did you get involved?
My English teacher found out about the contest, so she told us. Mm-hmm. Made it extra credit.
So this, I'm guessing here, but writing is something that you were interested in and involved in before you got involved in the contest?
Yes, I was in a creative writing class in middle school.
Mm-hmm. And Zach, how about yourself? How did you come across this program?
Ryan Rivas came and did a workshop at our school, mm-hmm. and they had brought up their 15 Views of Orlando series, which is what I had originally submitted my story to. And it was, I suppose you could say, rejected from that, but put into this other anthology.
Right.
So that's how I found out about it.
And just for the benefit of our listeners, Ryan Rivas is with local publisher Burrow Press, and we had him on the program not too long ago talking about the state of literature in Central Florida. So, and he was talking too about how you know, young folks are really sort of coming up and creating some pretty good stuff there. So it's interesting to get the perspective from you two as well about how, you know, writing is perceived and the kind of programs that are around to foster that here in Orlando. What's been the reaction of students who've participated in the writing workshops and some of the tutoring programs that you offer?
I mean, we think phenomenal. We've always, really strive to create an experience that is very rich for the kids that participate. So we always would love them to take a product home. We want this, you know, all of our programs to give the kids an experience of creating a book or working with an artist one-on-one to create an illustration for a story or recording their own piece of poetry in a studio to take home with them. So, I mean, we've been doing it for 5 years and, you know, I mean, I'm happy to say that, it doesn't take a lot to get our programs filled, because I think there are, you know, we have a very large creative community of young people here. And I think that they're looking for really creative stuff to do.
Well, I mean, this anthology, just having dipped into it, it's What Happened to Orlando, Stories About Orlando, bleak sort of future of, you know, yes, what the city beautiful could offer, you know, 200 years perhaps from now, racked by catastrophe and fallen into some kind of dystopia. Rose, let me ask you about your story in this anthology. I mean, you set your story in a theme park where there's no tourists, and essentially the place is run by robots, and some of those robots aren't doing too well. Where did you find the inspiration for the story?
It's an interesting story because I actually came from a Chipotle commercial, which I saw, and the song in the background, which was a cover of Pure Imagination, which was done by Fiona Apple, and I couldn't stop listening to it because I thought it was so interesting how they could take something so beautiful and full of pure imagination and then just twist it. Mm-hmm. And I really wanted to do that.
What about the idea of, turning that theme park idea on its head? It's obviously, it's a pretty big part of the tourism economy here in Central Florida. A lot of people go there, they enjoy themselves. Did you find it easy to sort of flip that over and think to yourself, you know, what would happen if things went wrong here?
I actually did, because I think that as Disney, as a company, will probably eventually have something that's kind of like robots, because they're already moving toward it. Of inside the rides, they have the robots that kind of move it inside the ride. And I was like, well, what if they were outside the ride?